Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, September 7th. Sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that binary firmware files of Tesla's full self-driving beta have leaked, and they're being passed around the Tesla root access community. A Ukrainian Tesla owner has posted a video running version 8.2 of the software in his own vehicle in Kiev, where Tesla has not released it. While it's an older version, our sources have told us that the newer version 9 of the full self-driving beta is being passed around the community outside of Tesla's walls. Now, the root community has attempted to limit the circulation of the firmware since there's no bad hacking intention, only just wanting to use it. A new report shows that several known Tesla suppliers are showing up in Texas as the automaker is about to start production at Gigafactory Austin. Several important projects will be produced there: the Model Y, Cybertruck, Tesla Semi, and more. Automotive News put together a list of known Tesla suppliers that have recently announced plans at the factory. Plasticon, an injection molding plastics manufacturer, Simwon North America, which does auto body parts and assembly operations, Erring Klinger, parts and engineering services out of Germany, and Sossarig Engineering, which has a focus on battery production. Steel Dynamics also built a steel factory in Texas, though no confirmation of supplying Tesla has been made quite yet. An executive for Renault Group stated plans to seek an extension of the recently proposed European ban of internal combustion engine vehicle sales. Giles Laborgne spoke to Auto Express, where he said that the ban should be moved from 2035 to the year 2040. This extension is most relative to the Dacia brand within the group, Dacia being the most affordable, of which nearly all the vehicles are internal combustion engines. Laborgne believes that Dacia will be only 10% electric by the year 2030. He said, quote, "We no doubt have the technology, but we don't know if we have the customers for it yet. At Electrek, we see only one side of the issue. Perhaps the affordable Dacia brand is the real moneymaker for the auto group, and understandably they don't want to price out their most valuable customer. Or maybe 15 years isn't enough time for the brand to change over." Porsche has unveiled its Mission R concept, a study of an all-electric racing GT representing what the future of motorsports could look like. The IAA Mobility Show is rife with concept cars, and Porsche is no slouch. They said that it is packed with hints at a future production model. Many of the Mission R parts are made of natural fiber-reinforced plastic rather than traditional carbon fiber. Other than paint and styling, which you can see on our website, there weren't too many vehicle details. That's too bad. And in Electrek's green energy brief, Siemens has launched what it claims to be the world's first recycling offshore wind turbine blade. In fact, they've already made agreements with three customers. The announcement is a big step towards their goal to make turbines fully recyclable by the year 2040. Once it's time to recycle the 266-foot-long blade, it's immersed into a heated, mild acidic solution, which will separate the resin from the fiberglass, plastic, wood, and metals. The separated materials can then be recovered, rinsed, and dried. On July 28th, Electrek reported that a judge ruled that digging at a lithium mine in a site in Nevada could proceed after environmentalists claimed the mining would harm wildlife. The site, called the Thacker Pass, could become the largest U.S. source of lithium, which is vital for electric vehicle batteries. Chief Judge Miranda Dew said the environmentalists, quote, "failed to meet their burden to show they would be irreparably harmed." And just this Friday, Judge Dew denied three Native American tribes who claimed the excavation work would desecrate an area that they believe holds artifacts and ancestral remains. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.